Welcome to the Online Success Journey Podcast, your opportunity to discover and learn from entrepreneurs like yourself. This is not your typical podcast, but a place where you can get the real story and find out how real people encounter speed bumps and detours, but journey through to find success. Now here's your host for the Online Success Journey Podcast, Patience.
Hello everyone and welcome to Online Success Journey. This is episode 245. Today we have Chris Mead, the co-founder of CrossNet, the world's first four-way volleyball game which combines elements of the childhood game Foursquare and volleyball. Hello, Chris.
Hey there, thanks for having me on.
Thank you for coming. I know the clan is anxious to hear your story, so let's get started with the basics. Can you tell my client a little bit about your background, what you did before you started your online business?
Before I started my online business, I was a sales executive at Uber at the headquarters in New York City. I would build relationships for Uber Eats, the food delivery app, working with restaurants and general managers all across the country. So that's where I got my sales experience from. And then my partners and I, we decided to create the world's first four-way volleyball game called CrossNet.
What is the most dangerous belief an online entrepreneur can have?
I think that thinking that they have to do every part of their business, as we've kind of grown our company from just a few thousand dollars in sales into a multi-million dollar business, we've had to step back as owners and let other people take charge of our company, which is, it's scary at first, but it really allows you to grow.
Why do you do what you do?
Because we're bringing the brand new sport to the entire world. It's not that people invent a new sport, and there's big traction behind the game. So I wake up every day motivated to keep spreading the sport of CrossNet.
Let's put the man aside. How did you know you are successful?
When I went to the beach one day and somebody was playing my game and people were having a great time. That just made me feel really happy, and it's great to know that that's happening around the world right now as we speak.
How did you feel to take something which is offline to online? How did you transition to that?
We built the website, so there's a big learning curve about learning how to build the website, how to bring traffic and customers to our site, and then we also bring retail relationships. So having those retail relationships, that's a wild feeling. Going into your favorite store and seeing your product on the shelf is really, really cool.
Wow. Can anyone be an entrepreneur, or are some people more cut out for it than others?
I think anybody could be an entrepreneur. It takes time and a lot of effort. You need to have that resilience to know that things are not always going to go your way. But as long as you have a good idea and you're really headstrong, I think you could be it. I don't think there's one defining trait.
What have you learned from business as a whole?
That success does not happen overnight, and to not listen to the internet of people who are rich and famous, that's very likely not to happen.
What do you mean success doesn't happen overnight? You did it. So
no.
What can someone come up with it?
Yeah, it took 3 years though. It took over 2 years almost before we started paying ourselves. We are very smart about things. We didn't spend a lot of money on expenses that didn't need to be made. And even now we have a great business, but it's not like we're making millions and millions of dollars. We're always reinvesting back into the business.
So what advice or insurance would you give for someone who's trying to go on online to start their own little craft business and thinking, you know, everyone is saying that within 1 year, within 6 months, you'll get five figure. What is your advice to them?
I say that everybody is different. Mm-hmm. There's no comparisons. Every product is different. Every person is different. Everybody's skills are different. You can only pace for yourself and who you are and what you want to accomplish. So start small, save as much money as possible, and don't waste money if you think you're wasting money. Just don't waste money on ads. Be very frugal about the business, and it'll grow over time.
Hey, so if you think they shouldn't put money on ads, how are they going to do their advertisement? What other option? Give them other four tips how they can really bootstrap while they are starting their business.
Yeah, so I definitely think, I'll go back. They should spend money on advertisement, but it needs to be the right type of advertisement. So if you're a new e-commerce business, you shouldn't be taking out TV or commercial ads or radio ads if you're trying to sell a $20 product on Shopify, on Facebook. So really know your market before you pick your advertising channel. And then some other alternatives are to kind of grow that is email marketing. So either capturing emails from your website or purchasing emails from other people who sell emails for a living and then targeting them that way through email marketing. You could get on podcasts like this and really grow your audience that way. And then also influencer marketing. So sending product out to influencers and having them post on your behalf and hopefully bringing their traffic to your site.
Do you have mentors in your business?
Not really. I mean, we talk to some people that are like in the industry, but mostly we're just learning on the fly.
So what is the most valuable thing your mentors or your friends, they have told you that has really helped your business?
It would be always to save cash, and your bank account is the most important thing. Even last night, we were preparing for orders for June and July and even the fall, and that's going to require a lot of cash. And if we were to take our cash out of the bank and pay ourselves and be short-sighted, it would really cripple the business.
What is the most valuable thing you have ever given away?
I mean, besides giving mentorship and advice to a lot of our friends starting up companies, we give away a product a lot too. So I think those are the two most valuable things is time. Time's always our most valuable thing.
What is one thing that has contributed to your success?
I think the way we were grown up, the way we were raised, didn't have a silver spoon. We're always like just kind of getting by, a middle class family. So I think that really helped me learn the value of a dollar.
What is one thing that no one knows about you?
I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm stuck. I'm at home with coronavirus. I don't have coronavirus. Everyone else has. We're home now. And
that's good.
Like life is still normal. We might run this big company and sold everywhere, but I'm just 27 years old trying to figure out life just like everybody else. So
what grounds you?
My family, my girlfriend, my dog, our apartment. It's just an average life, and I just happen to have a run of business from a laptop.
What is the secret to creating a profitable business like yours from the laptop?
I think it's just not having a lot of overhead expenses. So no, we don't have a big office space. We don't pay for a warehouse that we don't need. We don't pay for full-time employees if they're not doing work that warrants them paying full-time. So keeping it lean.
You are cutting your expenses really, really short.
Oh, yeah. We cut as many. Well, the thing is, we don't cut them. We just never had them.
Why are you still doing what you're doing in the way you work? You just know you have to stop doing.
I'm still doing what I'm doing because I keep seeing the sales and the growth of the company grow. And it's not like it's a monetary thing anymore. We're building partnerships with Wilson Sports, the professional volleyball leagues, the biggest stores in the world. It's every entrepreneur's dream, and it's kind of coming together right now. So I'm excited to wake up every day for sure.
Tell my client about the magic moment. The day suddenly all went right for you.
I think when we got our first big box store. And actually, so we got our first big box store, and all of a sudden, they sold out within the first week, like nationwide. So that really made me feel good knowing that people were coming to the store looking to buy it.
If you are going to keep a note to yourself in your pocket every day, what would be written on it?
Make the effort. There's times where I feel lazy or I think I could just like not do work for a little bit because everything's going well, but I get what I put in.
What is the best business book you have ever read?
Double Your Profits by Bob Pfeiffer.
If your business was down to its last $100, how would you invest it?
I would probably invest in social media marketing to get sales and to get more money back.
If the internet disappeared tomorrow, what have you learned online that you'll take into your new offline business?
The internet. That if you reach somebody enough in a creative way, they could eventually be sold to. So if I had to take that to retail, I would try to find more touch points. So I guess I would start doing those radio and those TV ads and things like that. So yeah, that's my thoughts on the internet.
If you had to close every business you have and start a new one, what would it be?
I'd probably start an agency and teach people how to build businesses or build websites.
What are we going to see in 5 years?
I think CrossNet will be a global sport, will be in every gym class in the country, and will be in every retail store across the world.
Let's talk about your CrossNet. Tell us more about it. Tell us who can join it and how do you play this game anyway?
Yeah, so
I've never seen it.
It's four-way volleyball. Mm-hmm. So it's four square and volleyball put together. Games are played to 11 and you win by two. So you serve the ball across the square. And then from there, it's a free-for-all. Everybody returns the ball back and you're trying to eliminate one another. Game to 11, win by two. You could buy it at crossnetgame.com or pretty much every retail store. And quick and easy to set up on the beach, the grass, or inside.
Is this only for youngsters? Can older people do it, play?
We see old people playing all the time.
I was just asking. And how can we connect with you?
So you could find me on LinkedIn at Chris Mead. My email is chris@crossnetgame.com. You can message us on social media at CrossNet Game, pretty much everywhere on the internet.
Thank you for sharing. So, Clan, there will be more from Chris in a moment. If you are listening on one of the many podcasting platforms rather than my website and you're encouraged by Chris's journey, go to onlinesuccessjourney.com for a bonus portion of the interview. The Online Success Journey is a wonderful membership community built for people searching for the path to success. We are one big clan and you can be part of this community for free. Once you have joined the clan, click on part of Chris's journey or over 200 plus other journeys that are available and learn how you can find the right path for your own online success journey. That's a wrap, clan. Remember, success is a journey. Patience and grace.
This is not the end of the journey. We hope you've enjoyed listening to part one and want to be sure you know there is a second part to this and every journey podcast at onlinesuccessjourney.com, filled with even more success tips, uplifting stories, and even a bit of fun. There are dozens of episodes only available to the members of the Online Success Journey clan. Check out the website and click on Join the Clan for more information. Patience would like to thank you for listening to this podcast, and she has a free audio gift for you at her website. Go to onlinesuccessjourney.com for instant access to this gift. Of course, you know that listening to the journeys of others helps each of us chart our own path. So make sure you're subscribed to be notified as each new interview is posted. There are so many ways to stay connected to the Online Success Journey and to listen in. And if you're enjoying the podcast, we appreciate your help in telling others. One of the best ways to share the benefit you get is to rate and review it at Stitcher and other sites by clicking the stars or completing the ratings form, by clicking thumbs up and leaving a comment on YouTube, or liking and sharing the podcast on social media. To review the podcast within iTunes, simply open iTunes to the podcast, click on Ratings and Reviews, then write a review. On behalf of Patience and until next time, thanks once more for listening. It is our hope that this podcast will guide you on your own online success journey.